From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Israeli warplanes were back in the skies over Lebanon today, bombing several parts of the country. Lebanese officials said as many as 30 people were killed and dozens more wounded. Among the targets was a Shiite district of Beirut. That attack came just hours after a delegation of Arab League foreign ministers went to the capital, where they heard an impassioned appeal for support from Lebanon's prime minister. Coming up in this part of the program, NPR's Ivan Watson with a report about a Lebanese town hit by Israeli strikes. We'll also hear from NPR's Anne Garrels in northern Israel.
First, NPR's Philip Reeves, who joins us from Beirut. And Philip, what can you tell us about this latest Israeli airstrike in Beirut?
Well, several hours ago, we heard two extremely loud explosions. This was the second Israeli missile strike on the city today. The missiles hit a Muslim neighborhood in the southern suburbs. It's a largely Shiite neighborhood, but it's not the same Hezbollah stronghold that has been repeatedly hit in recent weeks. And the Lebanese are saying that this is the closest the Israelis have come so far to hitting the center of Beirut. There's been a rescue operation underway as people search frantically through the rubble in search of people who may be trapped. It's not clear whether this was an artillery strike from an Israeli warship out there in the Mediterranean or whether it was a missile strike from a jet. It was the second volley of Israeli missiles today. A few hours before the Arab League met, there was a multiple airstrike in southern Beirut.
And Philip, we mentioned the Arab League and that emotional address that they heard from the Lebanese prime minister. What more can you tell us about that?
Yeah, the prime minister made an appeal for support and several times he broke down in tears, particularly when he described the impact of the war on Lebanese civilians. He talked about the children who've been killed and the hundreds of thousands of people who've been displaced. And he made clear that Lebanon is unhappy with the UN Security Council resolution proposed by the US and France. And he outlined what Lebanon wants and appealed for Arab support for this. And now this includes what he called a quick and decisive ceasefire, followed by an immediate Israeli withdrawal, a prisoner exchange, and the placing of Shebaa Farms. That's the disputed pocket of borderland at the foot of the Golan Heights under UN supervision until the issue is resolved.
How did the Arab foreign ministers respond to that, and what did the delegation decide to do?
Well, his words fell on sympathetic ears. In fact, he was given a standing ovation. The Arab League decided to send a delegation to New York to press the Security Council to make amendments to the proposed resolution and to try to bring it in line to what Lebanon wants. There is anger in the Arab world generally over this resolution, particularly because it doesn't specifically require the Israelis to withdraw from South Lebanon. It allows them to remain in place until a multinational and Lebanese forces, till multinational Lebanese forces are deployed. And this is seen in the Arab world by some as a recipe for continued war. And what Lebanon wants is, after hostilities are brought to an end, is to be allowed to at once to deploy its army with UN support. And tonight, in an intriguing development, the Lebanese cabinet unanimously approved sending 15,000 Lebanese soldiers to South Lebanon as soon as Israeli troops withdraw. And that decision, according to a senior advisor to the prime minister, is one which Hezbollah was party to, as they are part of the government, after all.
Philip, thank you.
You're welcome.
That was NPR's Philip Reeves speaking to us from Beirut.